Anyway, we're here to talk about current developments. And you have an outline in your material about that I will adhere to, although I will tell you there are a number of developments, a substantial number of developments that have occurred since the outline was submitted. So we want to be sure to have your computer handy or your pen or whatever so you can jot down some of these interesting developments that have recently occurred. In the outline, I start out, as I usually do, with the IRS's work plan. Now, in the old days, which is to say before 2013, we used to have a fairly extensive work plan that really the government did a little bit of my work for me by laying out all the different projects that they were going to be working on. Well, those days are gone. They may return, but probably not soon. So the work plan we have, which is summarized for you in the outline, focuses really more on management things. If you read these documents these days, it's a document that's influenced more by MBAs than by lawyers. A lot of discussion in there about management matters. And so I'm going to leave that to your reading. And to some degree, the same thing with the next one, the Priority Guidance Plan. This is a terrific document. This is Treasury's and IRS's compendium of all the projects they have in play, not just in the exempt organizations area. So in the outline, I have plucked out those that pertain to the exempt organizations area and in the charitable giving area, and those are laid out for you in the outline. And we'll talk about a number of these as we go through the outline, and we'll put them in context with the particular topic. So let's move over to the next page, beyond the Priority Guidance Plan.